Radiance Foundation, Big Tech is Jim Crow 2.0 for Christians. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 13, 2019. The Radiance Foundation has sent out a disturbing report regarding big tech censorship that targets Christians and social conservatives, claiming that big tech's endgame is disruption of the democratic process. In his latest essay, Radiance Foundation founder Ryan Bomberger points out a pattern of ever bolder censorship by big tech platforms like Twitter and Facebook aimed at those who dare to uphold Judeo-Christian values. Twitter applies its rules of conduct unequally. Mr. Bomberger notes, while listing a series of known conservatives who have had their accounts either suspended or completely deactivated. How many liberals decry having their Twitter accounts suspended? None. Big tech always preaches about treating people equally, but the tech companies never do. Funny how their algorithms never seem to suspend liberals' accounts. The religion of inclusion is a fraud, he states. The Twitter account of the Radiance Foundation itself, at Life is Purpose, was recently suspended for over 2 weeks for daring to criticize Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar's D. description of the 9/11 terrorist massacre as some people did something. Twitter looks at the world in an inverted way, Bomberger writes. Instead of seeing the terrorism as the hateful conduct, it deemed a tweet denouncing terrorism as hateful conduct. But big tech pulls out its sharpest knives for anyone who calls into question the platform of the LGBT lobby. Bomberger insists, even when this involves nothing more than scientific tautologies like a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl. A hardcore feminist named Megan Murphy dared to buck Twitter's protections for hashtag LGBTQIs. She tweeted a basic scientific fact, women aren't men. Her account has been permanently suspended, Bomberger notes. While gay activists like Representative Brian Sims can bully and harass Christians and boast about it on Twitter, their accounts remain active, while those of Christians are suspended or shadow banned. Where are all the alleged civil rights groups on this blatant discrimination? Bomberger asks. They're silent on this rampant censorship, because it's their leftist ideology that's being protected. The world's largest public platforms flaunt their separate and unequal treatment and denial of services to online users every single day, he says. It's Jim Crow 2.0. As Breitbart News has reported, big tech has already brought its censorship to bear on the upcoming European elections. In a frightening display of hubris and political tampering, Facebook has shut down 23 pro-populist pages in Italy with some 2.5 million followers just 2 weeks before the European elections. Nearly all the censored pages supported the populist parties La Lega, the League, and the Five Star Movement, M5S, which currently govern Italy in a coalition government. Facebook justified this draconian move by claiming that the sites shared fake news, so-called hate speech, and divisive content, thinly veiled code for political wrongthink. Facebook's attack on Italian free speech was just the tip of the iceberg. However, since in early May Facebook set up a war room in Dublin devoted full-time to the European electoral campaign, with 40 teams of engineers, scientists, researchers, threat specialists, and experts for each country, Italian media reported. Big tech has anointed itself the guardian of truth, accuracy, and right-thinking. But as the first-century Roman poet Juvenal poignantly asked, qui custodiat ipsos custodis? Who will watch the watchers? Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.